Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
Hi, 10:03 on the Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, of course, a big football Friday. Probably the best football weekend of the year with the divisional round. Carl Banks will join us at 11 in his regular weekly spot. We'll have one of the assistant general managers of the Jets will be joining us today, Manish Mehta. He'll join us about 11:40, and we appreciate the Jets giving us permission to have Manish on. And then we'll do a little baseball as well with John Heyman. We'll talk about the big Mets signing and when will Manny and Bryce ever sign a contract. Bro, how are you?
I'm very good because as much as I'm still angry about the Jet hire and still angry that Met ownership doesn't act like they're a big market team, and that does frustrate me, and they should be in on guys like Bryce Harper, well, Manny Machado.
Goes without saying.
I was very pleasantly surprised yesterday.
About Jed Lowry?
Yeah, because
it's a nice signing.
Well, it took me a while to try to make sense of it because Jed Lowry's a good baseball player. We'll start there. I know he was represented by Brody Van Wagenen, so people like to bring that up. And sure, I'm sure familiarity has a little bit to do with it. And he is 34 years old, so it's not like he's 25. But he is coming off a year last year in which he was really good. Drove in 99 runs, at 23 home runs, had an OPS over 800. He had a really good year last year.
I'm just going to, because I was showing the Eastern Conference standings in the NBA, and look who's in the seventh spot.
Well, we dropped from sixth, though, last night.
I'm just saying.
Because Miami won.
We don't see that, too. You better look at that pretty good right
now. I love it. I love it.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on you.
No, it's fine. The biggest thing from last night is that the Pistons lost, so the Nets' cushion is growing.
There you go.
Which I like.
There you go.
But Jed Lowry is a good baseball player. It's a simple statement, and it's true because it's backed up by his career. He is a good baseball player, but Jed Lowry's been a second baseman for the Oakland A's. He was an all-star second baseman for the Oakland A's. So I started to think, well, what the hell are they going to do? I mean, they signed Robinson Cano. But I think what they're doing, and I like this, is instead of settling in center field by signing an Adam Jones who's probably on the decline, by signing A.J. Pollock who's never healthy, they are saying, let's get quality baseball players, let's grow the versatility, and let's just go that route instead of settling in center field. And I think what this also does, and I said this to you last week, and I think it's even more so today than last week, Jeff McNeil is going to be more of an outfielder than he is an infielder.
Maybe the center fielder.
Well, I would probably say a corner outfield, and then Conforto or Nimmo play center field.
Yeah.
Because I doubt you're moving a guy that has very little experience in the outfield to center. We've seen Conforto play center. We've seen Nimmo play center.
Yeah, we have.
And you've got two guys right now who, when they're not starting, are very good defensive players to come off the bench in Keon Broxton and Juan Lagares. This is a very versatile baseball team where you can, you know, every single day there's going to be a different lineup and there's going to be a different defensive alignment, and it also gives you protection against Peter Alonso not being any good because we don't know what Peter Alonso is.
Right. They also might want to keep him down for the service time thing, too.
Well, I hate that.
Well, I know, but you know to deal with that.
Yeah.
Business is business. You know,
it's funny.
Especially with the Mets.
You're right. And a few weeks ago, someone called up and asked that question to us and said, are you worried about Alonso not being here on opening day? And my answer, because of the construction of the roster, was he's going to be here on opening day. Now I'm not as sure.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Because they've given themselves the ability to say, all right, we're going to play and figure out how they want to align it. Let's say Jed Lowrie at first base, Robbie Cano at second, Ahmed Rosario at short, Todd Frazier or Jeff McNeil third, or maybe a different alignment. Mm-hmm. They've given themselves that ability to play someone other than Alonso or Dom Smith at first base. So if, because we were ripping, I was ripping Brody, that there are too many ifs on this team, he's eliminated one of the ifs.
Yeah.
By bringing in Jed Lowrie.
Yep. Yep.
That
yep.
if it doesn't work at first base, negative if, you've got a guy like Lowrie. If Todd Frazier continues to stink like last year or can't stay healthy, you've got Jed Lowrie. You've got Jeff McNeil. You've got two guys defensively in center field in Lagares and Broxton who maybe you don't have to rely on if McNeil's playing left, let's say, and Conforto's playing center. So I really like the move. Would I prefer them sign Bryce Harper? Well, of course.
Wow. I mean, that goes without saying.
But Jed Lowrie is a good baseball player, and so for that standpoint, how could I be upset that they signed a good baseball player?
No, he's a good player. He is 34.
Yes.
He's not, 28.
Correct.
So when he's 29. But, I mean, still, I saw the move, and I was like, wow, that's a surprising move.
Well, I remember a few days ago, John Heyman, who will join us
yes,
at 12.
Great John Heyman.
Said the Mets are interested in Brian Dozier. And my first reaction
signed with
was,
the Nationals, didn't he?
Ended up signing a one-year deal with Washington. And my first reaction was, well, okay,
right,
where is
right,
Brian Dozier going
right,
to play?
Right.
Brian Dozier has less versatility than Jed Lowrie. Brian Dozier's only experience is second base. If the Mets would have signed him, they would have treated him the same way as Lowrie, but he'd be learning new positions. Lowrie has played third. He's actually even played short.
I was very surprised to see Lowrie drove in almost 100 runs last year.
99 runs.
That's
yeah.
unbelievable.
He had a great year.
No, he did.
There's a reason why the Oakland A's had success, one of which was Chris Davis,
right,
another
right.
which was their bullpen,
right.
and another factor was Jed Lowrie.
Hey, look.
And he doesn't have to go 23.99.
No.
If he goes 15.78,
yeah. Well,
as an everyday,
if he contributes to a team that makes the playoffs, how about that?
Well, that's yeah.
That's what I'm looking at with the Mets. Look, I think they can make the playoffs this year. Why not?
Well, what they've done, which I love, is they've given themselves such depth, especially in the infield, that if Todd Frazier gets hurt or isn't effective.
Right.
They've got the ability, or Robinson Cano gets
Now, starting lineup to you right now, I don't mean in the batting order, but how do you see the starting lineup right now?
Right now,
Ramos is the catcher.
Well, yeah, obviously.
First base is who right now?
I think right now I'd lean towards one of the veterans, that it wouldn't be Alonso or Dom Smith unless—
Lowrie, Cano?
Well, I don't know which way they're going to line it up, like who they feel more comfortable playing first base, but I think you're looking at a four-man infield of Jed Lowrie, Robinson Cano, Ahmed Rosario, and Todd Frazier.
Yeah, okay.
Unless—
Right.
Alonso goes to camp and tears it up.
And the outfield's McNeil, Conforto, and Nimmo?
Against a right-handed pitcher, I'd lean that way. But again, things can change so quickly. If Keon Broxton's hitting, Keon Broxton's going to play center field.
I forgot about him.
Or Juan Lagares is hitting. I think there's going to be a different lineup every day. And it's going to drive us nuts sometimes because we're going to say, why is he starting this guy? Why
is he doing this? Right.
But you are going to be looking at a different configuration almost every single day, whether it's playing the matchups, whether it's lefty-righty. I would say it's who's hot, but we know that managers today don't care about hotness. They don't look at that.
Yeah, so,
that's not a non-factor.
Yeah, you will.
But I think it protects them from Alonso not being ready. Now, I hope Alonso is ready because Peter Alonso's got star potential.
Mm-hmm.
And he's young, and he's going to be affordable for the next 5 years, and that's great. So ideally, I'd love Peter Alonso to go to Florida, hit 350, hit 8 home runs Butch Husky style, but then unlike Butch Husky, actually perform at the major league level and win a job. I'd say Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge had to win his right field job 2 years ago, which is odd to think about.
Peter Alonso should only be Aaron Judge.
Well, I'm not comparing him to Aaron Judge. I'm just comparing
only
him to
Aaron Judge.
The aspect that he has to have a good spring training to win the job. Not that he's going to turn into Aaron Judge, the baseball player.
Right.
But I think they protect themselves in case he doesn't. And I think that's, to me, the most interesting storyline now going into spring training in a few months, Peter Alonso. What does he have to do to get that first base job? And the guy we forget about, and I know why we forget about him, is Dom Smith. Like, he's also a factor.
Well, I mean, it's easy to forget about Dom Smith.
Yeah, because he hasn't been productive.
But hypothetically, that's not exactly in the forefront of my mind, Dom Smith.
But if Dom Smith in spring training hits the cover off the ball, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he's getting time at first base.
I'm not confident about him.
I'm not either, but they've given themselves depth. That's what they've done. Like, their backup, their backup shortstop can even be Jed Lowrie if something happened to Ahmed Rosario. It's not ideal.
Right.
But, I've taken a few calls already saying, well, who's their backup shortstop? Yesterday it was Luis Guillerme. Now you can rationalize that.
Luis Guillerme.
For a short period of time, it's Jed Lowrie. Now, hopefully they make other moves. I think it'd be great to add another arm out of the bullpen. I think it'd be great to add another arm to give themselves rotation depth. They did add Hector Santiago a few days ago.
Who's this guy they signed to?
Luis Avalon.
Yeah, that's another lefty really relief pitcher.
That's another really good
minor league contract.
Yeah, because if you look at his success over the last few years bouncing around the league, he is a quality left-handed reliever. So now you've got two, him and Zamora, who could potentially make this team. I'd prefer Andrew Miller, but Andrew Miller's not. He already signed.
But he's going to the Cardinals, right?
Yeah, so that's not happening. But it's another nice under-the-radar move. And Brody's been very active. I mean, you look at all
the
moves
he's been
active.
Made. He's done things. And it'd be nice to sign Bryce, but he has done things.
Well, that's the separation.
Right, right.
I like individually what he's done. I think the Mets are a better team today than they were at the end of last year.
Oh, definitely.
What they've done is they've added a lot of professional hitters to this lineup. And I love that, and I think that's great. But from an ownership perspective, they continue to be and have that mentality of being a mid to small market team. So that's always going to be frustrating. But like you've said, you just want to win now.
That's it.
And I think the Mets aren't capable of winning.
I do too.
The big question is going to be for the teams inside this division, are any of these teams adding Manny Machado, such as the Philadelphia Phillies? Are the Phillies adding Bryce Harper? Are the Nationals retaining Bryce Harper? And I think that's going to go a long way to telling us the balance of power, at least going into the season, for this division. But as of right now, I think the Mets have improved more than anybody in this division.
No, they've done a good job. I completely agree with that. I think they really have. I'm optimistic about the Mets going into this year. I really am. I got to see what the over-under is this year. Maybe I'll dabble with that.
Well, let's see.
That's yet to be determined.
I bet you it's going to be over 81 wins, though.
Yes, I would agree. About 80. I'll say 83 and a half.
Yeah, I think there's...
That's what I'm going to say for the Mets.
There are a few encouraging things. Number one, the offseason, obviously.
Yes.
They've improved themselves.
Yes.
They've added a top-notch closer in Edwin Diaz. Yep. They added a bunch of professional hitters. They improved the bullpen with Familia. But I think there are a few other things that was already giving you optimism even before Brody took the job, and that was the pitching, obviously, at the top. That we saw last year, Jacob DeGrom take his star to a whole nother level, obviously. And we saw Zach Wheeler finally take himself to another level.
We definitely did.
And I think there's always just this optimism with Noah Syndergaard.
Yep. Yep.
So,
who he wasn't bad last year. I mean, you know, he wasn't healthy the whole year, but he wasn't what maybe we would like him to be. He was a pretty good pitcher last year for the Mets.
I think there's that hope that he can be the Zach Wheeler from last year, the Jacob DeGrom from last year. So you already had that with the starting pitching, and then you've gone out and added good baseball players.
Yep. Yep.
And so I liked that move yesterday. That made me happy.
That was a good move.
So thank you to Brody Van Wagenen for at least for a little bit changing the mood that I had concerning the Jet head coaching hire.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he didn't change it that much, but I mean, he did a
little bit.
It was a glimmer.
A little bit of a glimmer.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.